Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and here I am in Sandefjord, Vestfold in Norway. And look at that, a bit of vernacular architecture, the red wooden barn. They got lots of them. And here a little gallery, okay? So quite a low-rise town. I like the longship motif on the roof. Do you see that? Big curved pieces of wood at the end, like the prow or the figurehead. Anyway, on this pedestrian path, it's very flat, pedestrian-friendly, got cycle paths and stuff like that. So this is the county town of Vestfold, so in the south east of Norway, not quite on the border with Sweden. And there's a ferry across to Sweden from here. So look, so outdoor bars and a bandstand and over that. So even though alcohol's very expensive here, people are having a few beers, like £11 a pint and things like that. Well, I don't think they sell it by the litre. There's the James Clark, which is a British pub near here. A little playground, and look, they got one to look a bit like a ship. Remember there was one in Hammersmith in that main park way back in 1990, but some bad children burnt it down. They never replaced it. Okay, so what else would I say about this? It's a town of 45,000 people. Just think about that. It's actually slightly under 1% of the population of Norway lives here. It's only founded in the mid-19th century, but it's a whaling town. It's quite wealthy from whaling, and that's why Hval, found out the Norwegian word for whale. There's a whaling museum, and there's some prosperous sea captains here. I was reading up the famous people from here. One of the Game of Thrones, one of the directors from that was on it. And bizarrely, there's quite a large hotel. You wouldn't think it'd be a lot of tourism. If you look right over here, this hotel, and it wasn't sufficient capacity. So for a sufficiency of space, they built a Scandic building beside it to extend the hotel. Right, now, obviously, they're speaking Nynorsk and Bokmål, they can all speak English too. I have a friend who's lived in Norway for 17 years. He's only met a handful of elderly Norwegians or subnormal Norwegians who don't speak English. And so it's something like 20% of the school curriculum is the English language. They could learn French, Spanish and German as well. So less ethnically diverse than Oslo, but there are Somali Norwegians and Eritrean Norwegians. There are Chinese Norwegians, Pakistani Norwegians and so forth. So like most prosperous Western countries, they've had significant immigration from other continents and indeed from other parts of Europe, like Poland, Lithuania, Romania and so forth. So there we go. And until the 1970s, it wasn't very affluent as Europe goes. Well, there'd been a lot of emigration, people going to settle in Canada and the USA till then. Okay, so there's a bit of an old town with the clapboard houses, a little bit of redolent of the United States, but here I'll show you the more modern buildings, which are a real banality. I'll show you anything. It could be anywhere. What surprised me is all the buildings with balconies. You think that really wouldn't warrant having balconies. There's not very much good weather, but it's pleasant weather right now, but the winter must be horrific. Really long hours of darkness. It would be very cold, and there'd be these ferocious gales shrieking in off the North Sea or the Atlantic. And so we go further. So the Church of Norway, which is the Lutheran one, is the main denomination, but it's not a very religious country. It's also one of the taller countries in the world, one of the blondest countries in the world. What did I read about blondness to do with some sort of vitamin deficiency? It's one of the palest countries in the world. But that's partly, I read that's because to absorb more of vitamin through your skin in the less sunny climes. Okay, there we go. So yeah, it's mostly low rise. There are only two things which you can count as tower blocks in the whole town. And there are a few of the usual brands, McDonald's and Subway and stuff like that. Superb railways, very close to Torp Airport. That's what's called Oslo Torp Sandefjord. So take the train one stop to Torp, get off. You could buy a ticket on the train. They charge you slightly more if you do that, rather than having bought it on. It's not regarded as sort of cheating. And then there's a bus which will be waiting for the train, take you 5 minutes to the airport, and that's it. So go lots of places. It's actually, you know, quite a small airport, but goes to London Stansted and, you know, easily a dozen other destinations. And I bought some stuff in duty-free before I departed, and I left it behind on the plane by accident. And I got through customs. Oh my God, you can't go back now. There's that point of no return. So at the information desk, told the ladies, and they were very pleasant and efficient. And they said, well, we can't guarantee, because then, you know, someone else might have taken it. But amazingly, within about 10 minutes, a woman came out and she brought it to me, who'd been on to clean the plane. So very lucky with that. Okay, so a lot of hairdressers, frisør, I was getting that. So there's signs up in Norwegian, obviously, most of it, quite a few in English. What else would you want, might you want to know about here? Okay, there's a big church with the belfry under repair up there. There's one big high school with 2,500 pupils. And yeah, so that's it. I notice in the graveyards, the headstones are actually very low, distinctively Norwegian style. So this is the modern, blander part of it. But there's loads of green space. I just thought, it's so large in area. It's 1.5 times the size of the United Kingdom in territory, but a far smaller population, not even a tenth of the population. So there's just space between the buildings. And there's obviously big gaps between each town. It's like, certainly in Southeast England, you leave one town and a mile later, you're in the next one. So you see what I mean? It's very unstressful. It's like a country without problems. It's so clean, it's so safe. And everything is in an excellent state of repair. It's all very efficient. Somehow it's not uptight. They've got a really high quality of life. I know Denmark's got even a higher one on happiness and human development index, but Norway's not far off following that Scandinavian model. Anyway, they're only allowed to hunt a few whales each year, supposedly for scientific research purposes. You can eat them, it's very pricey. I haven't found reindeer meat for sale. I ate it when I was here 20 years ago, but it's not such a common thing. I go up to northern Norway, to Lapland. The Laps live off reindeer meat and milk. Of course, they're mammals. So, what else? So quite heavily fish-based is Norwegian cuisine. I sampled some of the local hake. So look at that. Blandness itself, this building. What do you think? And it's really quiet. Nobody drives too fast. They seem to be very courteous and considerate drivers, stopping for these zebra crossings without any hesitation. And then they've got these little trees pollarded. I think, why? Was it because they thought it was obstructing the view, something like that? I read about how you're only to display the national flag on your birthday or the national day. The rectangular one. The square one you can display any time. Not the square one, the sort of the long banner one that would fly from the back of a ship. Suppose it doesn't fray or whatever. So that's it. And there seems to be license plates. You can have them white or blue or green, as you wish. Yeah. So what do you think of Norway? A model for the world. Not a bad place to live. Not a terribly exciting town, Sandefjord, but nothing very wrong with it. There's up there towards the railway station some hills which mark the edge of the town. All right, thanks everybody for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye from Norway.